You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Saver, let it believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Oh, my brother used to tease me about this podcast, and he used to say it should be called Dawn Karima and Her Friends, because I get to talk to the most wonderful people, people I love, my favorite people. Well, you know, it's called Conversation with Dawn Karima, but I still get to talk to one of my favorite friends today about one of the things I truly love right now. And so Ms. Angie is here from Bold and Bright Academy, and we welcome you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for your friendship. I love being your friend.
Me too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're both very excited about something that you are involved in, and you have done a lot of work and a labor of love to bring it to all of us, and that's new classes at Bold and Bright Academy. Please tell us about that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I started teaching online almost 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half. And I've just gotten more and more ideas about, like, I want to teach this, I want to teach that. And so it's very fun and exciting how all of these classes, like, came together. That will start this fall in September. So, yeah, ask me more questions and then I'll answer more.
Well, I'm so excited about all of this. And I guess the first thing I would want to ask you is, tell us about these classes. Like, what are these classes? Because sometimes when we think of online education, we think of programs where children play games, or maybe where it's just them and the tablet all day or screen all day. But this is a wonderful opportunity to be taught by live credentialed teachers in a Zoom online live interactive environment. So please tell us about these classes. What are they?
So that makes me think about, like, how they came about. Like, so I homeschool my kids. They're 2, 4, and 6. And we don't go out much, and our friends are online. And so when we spend time online on Zoom, that's our interacting with people time. And so when I design these classes, I really like it to be very interactive. We see each other's faces. We're not, you know, constantly looking at, you know, a different thing on the screen. Like, I like, how do I say this? Like, we're together. Like, we're seeing each other right there. And it's like we're in the same room together, kind of thing. You know, like that's kind of part of my motivation and inspiration of making these classes. Like, one of my classes is called Play Pals. And in my mind, it's just a time when we can get together with friends and, like, we learn about what it means to be a friend. You have me, a teacher, who's there to, like, help guide our interactions, and then just share with each other and play games and maybe do art together and
I think of Play Pals as a play date almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the socialization and the friendship, I mean, and they look forward to seeing one another. Like they're actually excited. It's time for play pals. And I just
Yes.
think that's beautiful. I mean, I think that's wonderful. And these friendships, they're every bit as strong, I believe, as in-person friendships. I think
Yes.
they look forward to seeing each other. They talk to each other. They ask if someone's not there. They ask by name, you know, and they're glad to see each other. And it's just a wonderful environment. And so Play Pals, for example, will be meeting on Mondays and Wednesdays, right?
Yes. Yeah. 2 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
So that would be 5 Eastern. Yeah, it's about a half hour class, and my teaching style is I'm not a huge talker. I'm a listener. So I'm out of my comfort zone right now.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, thank you.
But yeah, like, so my style is very much like getting the kids I don't know, get involved.
Yeah,
What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah,
interact.
They interact. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Play pals actually feels to me, we have a word in the Chota language, galugi, galugi. And it basically means together. But not just together, like we're all in this room together, you know, but together meaning united in heart and mind and activity. And that's how Play Pals feels to me, that they really are all together to socialize, to have fun, to see one another, to enjoy each other's company. And it's just a beautiful learning space. So now what ages of children can participate in Play Pals?
Anywhere from 3 to 10.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we have, I really like when kids of different ages can be together. I've taught some classes in the past semester where I teach a class where the ages range from 2 to 9, and it like surprisingly works. Like I love including the older kids to help out and give space for the younger kids. And then the younger kids get to also like see and hear how the older kids are, you know, their ideas and their thoughts and feelings. And so it's like, yeah, it's really cool to see a class together with different ages like that. I really enjoy it.
Yes, it's wonderful. It really is. And I think that's one of the graces of homeschooling. You know, people talk about socialization, but at school, you're just in one room with the same age of people as you, you know, and yet homeschooling allows us to meet people of different ages and different stages of life in different places. And it just allows us to have such a wide breadth of communication. And all kinds of sharing and socializing. And, you know, Play Pals is especially dear to my heart because when my beloved child found out that he was going to graduate from Bold and Bright Academy, and that he'd be going to kindergarten, I thought he'd be like, yay, how wonderful. But instead he was like, no, thank you. I'm like, what do you mean? No, thank you. He's like, oh, I'm not going. And I'm like, well, you have to go to kindergarten. I mean, you have to go there, honey. This is wonderful. And he was like, no, I'm not going forward without my friends. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. We will homeschool kindergarten. And if you want to go to Bold and Bright Academy just over and over again, for as long, you can go to your 12 as far as I'm concerned. And he was like, oh, that's fine then. I'll do kindergarten then. And then lo and behold, answered prayer. You and Miss Bethany announced that there would be these wonderful classes that literally will go all the way up to 10. And so, and he's done so well in kindergarten, he's blazing through. And so it looks like he's going to first grade in the fall.
Oh, wow.
But he's fine with that because he'll still be able to see all his friends as much as he wants to, because Play Pals and several of your other courses will allow them to go up to the age of 10. And I'm praying even beyond.
That'd be very cool.
So that is so wonderful. That is just something near and dear to our family, because Bold and Bright has made a beyond beautiful difference in our lives.
That's so wonderful to hear.
Isn't that wonderful? It really is. And so thanks a lot. Otherwise, I don't know if my child would have ever gone to kindergarten or not. He was going if he couldn't go and see his friends all the time. And now he can, and he is, and he loves it. You have other classes here that I want to make sure we talk about, because this one is especially just right on time in our lives. Primary.
Dr. Dawn, my 2-year-old just entered the room and is distracting me.
Hello, darling. Oh, we love people entering the room and distracting us. I mean, we have a yellow lab and a kindergartner. And so we just, we never really assumed that anyone would ever have our undivided attention. Hello, sweetheart.
Are you able to
see that?
Good. I'm glad. Are you able to close the door, babe? Thank you. It's getting quiet time stuff.
That's the beautiful thing right there. You just saw it and you just heard it, our friends who are listening, that the welcoming love for young learners is there at Bold and Bright Academy. They're not an interruption. They're not a nuisance. They're not a disturbance. They are welcome. Mm-hmm. They are so important to us. And so let's talk about Primary Pals, because that is just right on time at our house, like just in the nick of time. Look what it is. It's Primary Pals. So could we talk about that class, please? Because I am seeing so many homeschooling families on social media who are overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Like they figured out preschool. Mm-hmm. They did all right there and kind of they made it through kindergarten. But mm-hmm. now that we're getting to the grades where maybe they have state assessments and things like that. Oh, boy. Here comes. But just in the nick of time, Primary Pals.
Because I feel that too. I'm a teacher. And and I was still overwhelmed thinking about, oh, my mm-hmm. daughter's going into grade one. That feels like legit school. Like, we do a lot of our learning. How do you say, like, just kind of like through life, like
osmosis. Just like it just happens. Yes.
Like we don't do sit down lessons at home. But like they happen. Like we're eating crepes and then we're talking about fractions and we're just having fun cutting the crepes and eating the different fractions, you know, like, and of course, much more than that. But so I was feeling overwhelmed about teaching her next year. And how do I say this? I didn't want to like buy a curriculum and then just work through a book. What I did was I looked at the programs of study, all the outcomes that a first grader would need to touch on to learn in the year. Because that's what I did when I taught. I taught grade five math and science, and we would have these curriculums, these books, but I really like to get to like the bones, like what do you really need to know? Because if you teach them a whole bunch of stuff and then only a little bit sticks or not much sticks, I feel like, where are you getting? Where, you know? But if you really understand like one thing, then you've got somewhere. So I really liked looking at the programs of study when I was teaching grade five, and like, yes. That's what they need to know. And then you start with a strong foundation and then we can work from there. So that's what I've created with this Primary Pals, where I went through all the outcomes, and it was a lot of work.
Yes.
But, it's really fun how it came together, where I was able to pair different outcomes together to form like a lesson, and then how do I say, like, the schedule just kind of like it just worked out, where Primary Pals is 2 classes a week, Tuesday, Thursdays, And the classes will be anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes, probably closer to 60 minutes, because I like to give lots of time for kids to share and stuff like that.
Sure.
So we have literacy every Tuesday. So we touch on literacy every week, and we're focusing on certain outcomes, whether that be, you know, communicating clearly, like verbally, or I need the outcomes in front of me. but like, I want to like spark this love of learning. So we'll talk about, you know, we can start the class talking about what have we read, what have we written or listened to, and then kids can share, and like we were talking about last time, where they can inspire each other and, oh, I want to read that too, or, oh, you're starting to write, like, I want to try that. And and then we can read books together, and like, and kids are going to be at different, like, I already know some of my kids and that are going to join in the fall, some who are reading like chapter books like every day, and some who haven't started how to learn how to read yet. And I love to be able to meet the kid where they're at and not expect them to all be at the same level. Right. Like, and then I figured out that I can have numeracy every other week on Thursdays, and we'll just really focus on the foundation of numbers and playing around with them and having manipulatives and like, okay, what's one more than seven? What's two more than seven? And just really like getting comfortable and fun with numbers and like, those who are ready to write things down, they can start writing, and those who aren't, that's fine. And we'll just touch on all the outcomes that way. And then we'll do social studies once a month on a Thursday, and science once a month. Science will be really hands-on. Like, we have a colors unit where we'll get to like paint and mix different colors and explore that way. And we have like an engineering kind of building unit where we you know, get scraps with whatever kind of recycling stuff we have, and we can start making things, and that's going to be really, really fun. And then social studies once a month is like about like self-identity and like who they are, and they are special and they are unique, and we have different backgrounds, so we can share that with each other, and that's going to be really fun too. We could probably find some books we can read together and share different traditions we have with our friends. I'm just really excited.
I'm excited too. I really am. I mean, I think, well, this is an answer to my prayers. I know that. And I think there's many families that this is exactly what they've been hoping for. So what's the difference between the 2 and 3 p.m.? versions of Primary Pals? Like, if one, do you come just for 30 minutes, or do you come for the full hour, or how does that work?
Those times are dependent on signups. So right now we have 2 p.m. Pacific is filling up, and like that's, it's the same class. So I really don't want the group to get too big, and then there's not as much time for each student to share. So I put 3 o'clock Pacific because I wanted to have the option of like, if we have I don't know, it really depends on the students, kind of like feel it out to see when we're going to need to introduce another time, so that there's enough time for each kid to share as much as they want. Does that make sense today?
Absolutely. That absolutely does. And the ages are 5 to 7, which is such a wonderful, wonderful time to spark a love of learning that could last like their whole life.
Yeah. Like,
I think that's wonderful.
I know that that some like kindergartners would be ready for this class. Like they're already, you know, reading and they're ready to share ideas and listen to their friends share ideas. But I also know that I have signups who are they're older. They've completed grade one already, but this is just another way to like to really build that strong foundation in what they're learning, and on top of that, like just like sharing with friends and learning how to communicate better and listen and be, you know, a part of a group, and also learn about their own uniqueness too. So I just wanted to keep it open to like, you know, it doesn't have to be specifically you have to be six and just starting grade one, you know, like I know that the parents will know their kid and be able to decide if that is would work for them or not, you know.
I just see the Primary Pals as a wonderful resource for our homeschooling families. I speak at a lot of homeschooling events and conferences, all virtual, but I hear this so often. I hear the need for this, the live class, the live teacher, in addition to just the workbooks and the handouts and curriculum, and even the unschooling, like even the ones who don't use any of that, they just learn from life. Yeah. Still, at times I hear them say, oh, that they wish their children had friends, you know, and they wish that they had, you know, and that all of this, I feel, can be met in this Primary Pals class, that there are just so many people that this is the answer. So I hope our friends who listen just consider this a wonderful way to enrich their homeschooling experience.
That's exactly my thought. Like if this is, you know, something that you think could, you know, help you guys, like, awesome. Like I know that I'm very excited for us because it will keep me on track to teach my kid and like stay on top of these, you know, outcomes, and then have the rest of the week to explore the ideas and be inspired by them, and just like you were saying, the unschooling, I feel like that's kind of our style. Like I mean, I'm very new to homeschooling my kids, so it's still a learning experience for me, but I'm excited that we'll have the time,
yes,
you know, to explore, like just get outside and we can explore, and it's not like, oh well, we gotta get these done, and you know, I don't know, like just like 2 hours a week, I just feel like leaves a lot of time to
for
my family, for other families to use that time how then they works for their family, you know.
Yes, and I think that's one of the unspoken blessings of homeschooling, is that it does give us relational time. Yeah. Gives us back high quality time, you know, rather than somebody gets on a school bus and it's still dark outside, and they come home on a school bus and it's dark outside, and now kids, let's have dinner and let's have some quality family time before we go to bed. We get all the time. We get the great hours and we get the hours that aren't so great. We get the wonderful opportunities and the great explorations, and then we get ordinary time. We get all of it. You know, we get to be with each other. And I think that's the great gift of our lives. I really do. And, you know, there'll be a time our children will, they'll be married. They'll have their own families. They'll be doing other things, right? And I think we will always be thankful that we had as much time with them as we have. We'll be grateful that we got all the good minutes, you know, like just all of it. We didn't miss a thing. We didn't miss anything. And that's not to be negative about people who choose a different way to educate their children. Every path is different. But for me and my house, that is the blessing of it, that we are together. And I know for us, one of the big reasons we chose to homeschool was so that we could have cultural immersion as well. We knew that assimilation and erasure are a real danger. We're tribal people. You know, education is a good thing, but we have a complicated relationship with it, you know, as indigenous people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And so we knew then we knew then that our child could be, well, our children could be themselves. They could be themselves. That is all of who they are and still have a wonderful education. And I think that's so important. And I see that here. I love this. I can't even describe like the happiness and joy I felt when I first saw this beautiful graphic with all these classes on it, because I thought, oh, now I know exactly what we're going to do.
That's so fun.
And you know, it is, it's wonderful. And you had already so graciously invited us to join you. And so I knew we would be, but I didn't know we'd have so many wonderful choices. Let's talk about Fred Rogers.
Yeah, we listen to Mr. Rogers songs all the time. Yeah, my 2-year-old knows how to turn it on himself. It's like, can I turn on Mr. Rogers? Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I love
absolutely.
Like his music right is just like calm and like. I really like just being present and just having this space and quietness to, you know, like he would just like exploring something very simple, but we can see that what we can do with it, we can experiment with, oh, it's a circle. What can we do with a circle? It's just very, I like the pace, like slow. I like
mindful, thoughtful.
Mindful, that's a good word for mindful. And so last semester, like a few months ago, I was just like really wanting to do a Mr. Rogers inspired class where we can learn his songs and then sing along to them and talk about the ideas. Whether it's like kindness or exploring nature or, you know, how to feel our feelings, like when we're mad and sad and all this stuff. So that was really fun creating these lessons. They all have a different social emotional learning theme. And I went through all his songs and like picked which songs would like work well with those. And then of course, make believe neighborhood and like just having, you know, telling stories, to each other. And, I've learned how to do this, fun, like immersive background on Zoom where all the kids can go to the farm together and then we can tell a story, you know, all together and just use our imagination and just like be together. So
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so I'm assuming that that's what gives us neighborly pals.
Yes. Neighborly pals.
That's wonderful. Non-first Fridays, 2 p.m. Pacific, ages 3 to 10. That's that magic range. And 30 minutes of learning. Oh, SEL, that is beautiful. I'm starting to think grown-ups need Mr. Rogers.
Oh my
days.
Goodness. Like it's taught me things and it's helped me like, you know,
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
And so neighborly pals, and then there's adventure pals on the first Fridays.
Right. Neighborly adventure pals is once a month. Cause that like requires a lot more planning and like, okay, I love planning lessons. Like, But like I do spend a lot of time. Like I always overplan and I'm overprepared for my classes. But like Adventure Pals, I was actually inspired by I did my daughter's 4th birthday party.
It was awesome.
It was like the gold standard. It just kind of like it kind of just morphed into this adventure we were on and she wanted it to be about Princess Peach. So it was an adventure with Princess Peach and it just like turned into this story. And then we're inviting all these friends to be part of it. And then they all get to choose a buddy to do the adventure with. And then we go on games to like be able to reach the goal. I don't know. Like, it's just this whole thing. And it was extremely fun. And it did take a lot of preparation, which is fun. But I think sustainably, I can only do it once a month, which is why it's mm-hmm. the first Friday. And then the other mm-hmm. Fridays, there's space for neighborly pals.
Yes. Like,
so adventure pals, I want to send out little forms for each family to fill out, and then I can personalize it and then make sure I'm prepared to have the options for like a kid's favorite animal. And then I'll make sure that, you know, I'll have an image where I can put that animal there, and maybe it's their adventure buddy, and like just kind of really include the kids and give them choices and of how the story can go. And yeah, I'm very excited.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. I love all of this. And of course, preschool pals, which started it all.
Yes.
I mean, talk about a miracle. I mean, just a miracle that came into our lives in the form of preschool pals. And we just didn't know how great it was going to be for us. And for
no,
our
right.
All of it. You know, we had no clue. And yet it's started all. And it will be available still Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's for ages 3 to 5, 4 p.m. Pacific. And Miss Bethany teaches that. And oh my goodness, you haven't had any fun until you've done something with Miss Bethany.
like the other day, maybe it was a couple of weeks ago, we were on the farm together and for preschool pals with Miss Bethany. And mm-hmm. I attend with my kids and I'm like laughing like mm-hmm. the whole time, just mm-hmm. like totally enjoying this adventure on the farm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It is. And then there's the on-demand portal as well, which is full of classes that, I mean, science and math and faith-based and story time.
Yes, we love story time.
Story time with Dr. Dawn. And there's all kinds of classes with Miss Bethany. She has the core curriculum for preschool, and that's all on demand. So our homeschool families don't have to go look for curriculum, because there's even a printable workbook and printable worksheets. If you're into that, they're there already for you. Everything is in there.
My kids learned their letter sounds and their mm-hmm. letters through her teaching times on demand. Yeah. Like, it was very helpful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And fun. I mean, I enjoyed it. I watched it and I thought it was just clever and interesting. And we loved it. You know, we still do. So this is a great program. We love this program. I loved it so much, folks, that not only did my child loved it. And then I said, and I became a teacher for it also, for story time. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, right?
Yeah, well, I started off with Bold and Bright with my oldest as a preschooler with Miss Bethany. Mm-hmm. And I just loved what she was doing. And I was mm-hmm. like, can I start substitute teaching for you? Can I start teaching classes for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, and that, I don't know how often that happens, that parents just become so in love with this program that they like, hey, I want to be part of this. But that says a lot to me about the caliber of this program and the community that it builds as well. So can you tell us how to enroll, how to find out more about these classes, how to be part of this?
Yeah. So you'll want to go to the website boldandbrightacademyonline.com, and you can click on program, and it'll like, there's all the different classes we were just talking about. That you can see there. And something cool about also the video on demand, if you want to like check out just the free, just try for free one of the classes, you can do that. And then any of the other classes underneath, there's a blue rectangle that says schedule a meet and greet. And mm-hmm. if you're like, hey, this might be a good fit, but you're not sure. And if you are sure, still click on the meet and greet, and you can schedule one with me or Miss Bethany, and you can ask us questions. We can talk about it. You can get the sense of who we are. Like if you know, bring your kid, and I encourage you to do that. Do a meet and greet with us before you even commit to registering. So, and if you like this and it sounds good, then you know you can register on this website too.
That's beautiful. And I just want to say something about the families and the children that you'll find. You know, these are some of the kindest children that you'll ever meet. They come from homes that are centered on valuing education, being kind and respectful to others. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anybody ever say anything unkind to one another. I've only heard loving and supportive comments from the children to one another. I mean, the teachers are gracious, the children are gracious, the parents are lovely people. So if you know, sometimes new schools, new environments, oh, it can be a little intimidating. Will they like us? Will they accept us? Will we make friends? Will we fit in? Well, here's the wonderful thing. You don't even have to fit in. Come as you are, and you'll be loved.
I know
And
I've never
that
really fit, quote unquote, fit in very well. So I echo what you're saying. Everyone's welcome. Like, I care so much for the kids, for the families who join. And yeah, I want them to feel loved and welcome, accepted just for who they are.
And I think that's something absolutely that you will find. And many of us started homeschooling because we had a passion for learning and we love our children so much. And this is a community of learners and their families that feel the same way. They absolutely feel the same way. They want these wonderful things for their children, just like all of us do. Miss Angie, I'm so thankful you were here today. And I want to thank you for being such a wonderful teacher, for all that you have brought to our lives and to, oh, and just the wonderful friendship from you and your family and how much that has enriched our lives. We are so grateful for you and we're grateful to you as well.
Thank you. I did think of one thing that I always like to be upfront with families, because I don't think we talked about prices at all in this session, and
No,
I
right.
don't like to hide those and be like, oh, you're going to be attached and now wait, what? How much is it? Like, like I don't like surprises and all the prices are there. Like if you're, joining preschool pals every month, it's about $48 and primary pals again, $48, play pals. And then adventure pals every month is 18, and then neighborly pals, this is all USD. Neighborly pals is $18 a month. And then there's packages to like get discounts if you get more than one. So I just want to put that out there in case, that's
Sure,
not a
that's
good fit for
wonderful.
you, right? So I just
And the integrity of it. I appreciate that kind of integrity. There are also passes if you want to drop in or
Yes,
if you just
yes.
want to get a
If you
few
want to try it
classes at a
out,
time.
yeah, you can do $10 for just one class. You can try whatever class you want. Except for Adventure Pals, because that requires some extra prep. And then yeah, you can do $30 for five classes if you want to try out like all the classes without doing a monthly.
Well, that kind of transparency and integrity is one of the reasons I love this program so much. And I thank you for it and your part in it. And I'm so thankful to Miss Bethany for creating Bold and Bright Academy and leading it with such vigor and enthusiasm as well. And we appreciate all the families who participate, all the children. We love all of the children and we love the families who participate as well. And so thank you to all of you who listen and who have shared in this conversation today. And thank you, Miss Angie, for joining me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dawn. This was wonderful to, yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming out of your comfort zone and joining us today. We love all our friends who listen and all of our guests, and we are so, so thankful.
And save her. Let her believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. What's the world forgave you?
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage. Scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs.
or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something, serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
you come and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back once the war forgave.
Draw. come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard. Ain't never look back once the world forgave you. Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgets.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.